for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango.
Tonight on the show, we are going to eat you. It's 1979. Thank you, honey. 1979's Italian classic Zombie, or Zombi, depending on who you talk to. But I'm going with Zombie. And joining me tonight is one of my favorite women in the whole wide world. She is, honestly, she's a Southern liberal. I'm meeting more of them these days, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I'm like a blue flag.
Yes.
In a sea of red.
I love it. So, the lovely, beautiful, talented, amazing, and incomparable Miss Anna is here.
My goodness. What an introduction. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to finally be over here.
Yes.
You know, we've podcasted together a few times, but it's nice and homey here. I like it.
Awesome. Yay. Well, welcome. I have to know, because I know that you watched it last night, but I know you had seen it previously, like one time, maybe?
Yeah, just one time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was kind of a first time watch for me. So,
okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I picked it specifically because I was like, I really want to sit down and watch this, like, start to finish. And zombie movies are kind of lower on the totem pole for me as far as horror is concerned. I'm not a big zombie person.
Interesting.
I love slashers, I love Giallo, I love Italian, I love, you know, lots of different types of things. I've gotten real into found footage, which
I love it.
100% thanks to my partner Slank. Like he introduced me to found footage, and now I'm just like, ooh, is that found footage? You know, like I get really excited.
Yeah. It's like once you get bit by it, I mean, that's probably above all other subgenres of horror, the one that still scares me.
Yes.
Like
I'll
put on a found footage and I'm creeped out because it feels so real.
Absolutely. I love it. Did you see Sacrament yet?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh God. Yeah, I know.
There's one part in that one kill that has stuck with me ever since I watched it, and I will never forget it. I love that movie.
It's awesome. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is an awesome movie. So I, you know, like I said, zombies are not really my deal, you know? But I love Italian zombies because I just feel like they're just more nasty and sinister, and they just attack, and there's a lot of them, and they move very slowly, but then once they attack, they are on it, and it's like a smorgasbord, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I found that more with this because I do love zombie movies.
Okay.
I love apocalyptic settings.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Whether it be like a zombie, like the undead we see in this, or Walking Dead zombie, or even like an infected per se.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So I like all that. I like to see what people do and where that kind of mindset and lifestyle can take you. Like that'll show your true colors. Like what kind of person are you when the world goes to shit?
Absolutely. So, yeah. Hillary and I've had that conversation where we bring absolutely nothing to the apocalypse. So absolutely nothing. Like we're saying I don't cook and I don't sew. So I was like,
we'll keep you alive, you know, as long as we can. Oh yeah, my daughter just discovered fast zombies. Like she didn't know those were a thing.
Okay.
And
okay.
She was like, "Mom, if there's fast zombies in the apocalypse, I'm cooked." And I'm like, "Yeah, girl, me too. I'm cooked right with you."
It's like it's over for all of us, really. Okay. So, yeah, this was, like I said, second time watch for you, first time watch for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it. Let's do it. The movie opens and there's like a broke dick medical tent and a guy who looks like a scientist who turns to this body that is rising up that's covered in a sheet, shoots it in the head, and then says, "The boat can leave now. Tell the crew." And that's it.
Dun, dun,
and then we start this, and now we're in New York Harbor. you know?
Right. So. We see the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And then this boat's just like a wreck. And we're like, what happened?
Exactly.
Is this the boat he was talking about?
Yeah. And then there's this, yes, there's this beautiful sailboat in New York Harbor. Cops are sent because the boat is gone rogue. It is essentially going to collide with the Staten Island Ferry and every other boat out there. So they call the cops, basically. And the cops are really excited because there's apparently this rule. I don't know if it's still true, but if you find a boat and it is unmanned in the middle of the water and there's nobody there to claim it, it's yours.
Well, so, that would be something if that was still true.
Right. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Let's go find me a boat.
But if it is, then yeah. So basically, that's the whole thing. It's like no sign of life, then they get to claim it. So they're very excited about that. They get down there in the boat. And first of all, this sailboat is pretty sweet. Like, if we're really talking about this, there's a piano in the sailboat.
In the sailboat.
There's a piano down under. And they go downstairs and yeah, dude, it is like trashed. There's stuff everywhere. There's worms on the piano, dirt everywhere, and food. And then they see a severed hand. Bro. Oh my God. And then the zombie attacks Marty the cop. And he is this giant zombie. He looks like a bouncer at Hellfire. Like, he's huge. And attacks one of the cops, kills him, and then disappears. Mm-hmm. much like most Fulci films that are quite confusing in plot.
I know. This is one I found, though, that is pretty more straightforward for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's easier to follow than the ones I saw around the same time. Because on my old show, we did a Fulci director spotlight.
Oh, nice. And okay, tell me about that. Yeah.
That was really the first time I had ever watched him. Mm-hmm. And so I had to watch four of his movies back to back. And Zombie was the one I picked for my favorite out of the four.
Okay.
And I remember saying then, too, I felt like this is the one that had the most, like, easy to follow plot points. Mm-hmm. We're on this island, voodoo, the dead coming back, daughter's got to find her dad, who's also a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies, you know,
pretty
easy to follow.
Now, what were the other three?
Oh my gosh, it was the New York Ripper.
Oh dear, yeah,
that is something. And then, The Beyond and City of the Living Dead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, out of those, no, Zombie really is the only one that has a straightforward plot. Like,
pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, even, I mean, you could probably say the same thing about New York Ripper, but then there's also just a bunch of randomness.
Oh.
And you're just like, why is this here? What does this have anything to do with the plot or the story?
That movie ventures into softcore porn real quick.
It does, real quick. And I'm just like, why am I watching this for 5 minutes? Like, this is totally unnecessary.
Yeah, I know. Like, oh, we've turned into that movie now, haven't we? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
real quick.
But then you have, like, The Beyond, which I love as an art piece. Like, I don't love it in any kind of plot way. Like,
that's fair.
Love it as an art piece. And then City of the Living Dead has a lot of moments in it that I enjoy, but then there's also a lot of clunky moments to it too.
Very true. Yeah, it was hard to keep my attention.
Yeah, so that's a tough one. Yeah, that is tough. And I've never seen House by the Cemetery because I know it's part of that trilogy. I've also heard that one is actually the clunkiest of all three. And I was like,
I've heard that too. Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it. I'm like, well, I'll just, it'll come up one day and I'll have to. But until then, I'll just wait.
Oh my God. So we cut to the local newspaper, which Fulci apparently is the man in charge, badly dubbed, but fantastic. Ian McCullough and his suave British accent. Who apparently his parents own the paper?
I think so.
Yeah, he's like, try not to act like your parents own the paper.
Right, that's what he says. Yeah, when he's leaving.
And he basically says, look, you know, hey, boat found in New York Harbor, weird shit, cop died, go for it. Go
Yeah,
and
have fun.
investigate. Right. So he goes out there to investigate. Tisa Farrow, that's Mia Farrow's sister. And
Beautiful.
she has much better taste in men, so good for you,
Yeah.
Tisa.
Yes.
Yeah. And she shows up looking for her dad because her dad is the one who owned the boat. And so she gets on the boat and runs into our friendly British, you know, reporter. And they kind of have a little tete-a-tete kind of thing. And, you know, the cop's like, look, like I've got information, you've got information. I'm just a reporter. You're looking for your dad.
Let's help
And
each other out.
let's help each other out, right? And then there's disco music playing in the background.
Yeah, there's some moments in this where the music just does not match the vibe, especially like the silly cop kind of music, for lack of better words, when they're
Yes.
driving through. I'm just like, what is this music right here?
Yes, absolutely. It is a very it's very strange. It's very strange. And they so then this cop sees them, you know, it just shines his light, and they pretend to be lovers when the cop boards the boat,
Smart.
which is really smart. And then they have this like exchange between the two of them where they're talking about places that they have had sex.
They played
And
it off
it
so
was
well.
perfect. It's perfect. It's like it shows their chemistry as actors and as these two characters. It also they're a good duo.
Yeah, they are. I like them together.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like them together. And we cut to the morgue question mark. And the dead
Question.
cop is lying on the slab. And then the coroner is admonishing his assistant for not having sharper cutlery.
Right.
He's like, I couldn't cut this. I couldn't cut anything with this. Yeah, you need to
I need a
sharpen
better
your
scalpel.
instruments. Yeah. And then the body starts moving. And like I said, it's either a zombie or someone has an erection. Like, that's
It could
what it
go
looked
either
like.
way,
Either
because
way,
what I
it's
do love
Fulci.
about that mo right, true. What I do love about that moment is that it's not just like boing, for lack of
No.
better words. It's like very slow movements. Now,
Yes,
if
it
he'd have
is.
just started doing this with his hand, then we might have thought it was a boner.
Something a
But
little more, yeah, a
it
little
was
like.
just very subtle at first. I was looking at the sheet and just barely starts moving. Then it moves more. And I appreciate little details like that.
I love that. I love that you noticed that. That's so cool. And I love that the cop is like not in the mood for this bullshit at 3 in the morning. Like,
No.
I don't even know what time it is, but we can only assume that it's late, late, late. And he's just like, get off my boat. Just get off the boat. Like, I don't care what you guys do. I don't care who you're, I don't care where you're gonna go have sex next, but it's not gonna be on my dime. Go.
Exactly.
So then they find out because her because our was his Peter. Yeah, that's his name. Peter. Peter has confiscated a book that has, you know, essentially like kind of like a diary that says like where her dad went.
Right.
And they went to an island called Matul, which is spelled Matul, except that when the closed captioning is on, it
It's
says
OO. I was like, what?
OOL.
Because
Tool.
what's so funny is when I was still doing my candle stuff, I actually made a scent for this movie because they were all movie and TV themed.
Oh
So I
my
did
God.
one for zombie and I called it Matul. And
Oh.
so I actually had that thought rewatching it. I saw that on the caption and I didn't follow up and check, but I was like, did I spell that wrong on all those labels for all those
No.
products I made? But I'm glad
No.
you brought that up and I didn't.
Closed captioning, yeah, closed captioning does not get it right at all.
Yeah,
So,
not every time, no.
no. So the movie flips from New York Ripper to Club Paradise. Now we're on an island, you know, and they're in this cab, and they're kind of like driving, and in the you know they're like, okay, you know, tell us what we need to know, and the cab driver's like, pay me, and I'll tell you. So, and they get to the end of the like boat ramp or whatever, and he's like, yeah, he's like, maybe they take you. You ask.
You ask.
You ask, maybe they take you. And that's where we meet our friendly neighborhood nudist, a couple, Susan and Brian. So,
my gosh, yeah, they're a hoot. Yeah.
They're wild. They remind me of the we saw you at the end of the bar. We really like your vibe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. And Brian, if he looks familiar, is the guy who gets killed by the spiders in The Beyond.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is him. Yep. Because I had that thought. I was like, dang, he does look familiar. But I was just thinking I remembered him from the first time I watched it.
Yep.
Interesting.
So they say, all right, well, you know, we'll take you where you want to go. But then they say, well, you know, Matul. And they kind of look at each other like, I don't think I'm at Matul. Like, do you really want to go to Matul? And they're like, well, that's where my father is. You know,
yes, we have to.
We have to go. So it never pays to ignore native superstition, because they do talk about the fact that there is a lot of voodoo going on in the island.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I guess in Matul, we have our lovely Olga Carlatos and her scientist husband, both names of which I did not get.
No, I didn't catch them either. Main doctor.
I just know that they're both raging alcoholics, and they live in a gorgeous, like, Polynesian resort looking house.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That he refers to as the cottage, but it's truly like estate level. Like, it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah.
And yeah, Olga Carlatos basically just runs around and drinks and gets very mad that she's still on the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she knows some shenanigans are going on, and
yeah,
things aren't starting to pan out. So it's probably going to be in our best interest to hightail it out of here while we can. But
yeah.
And well, then he hits her, of all things, too. Oh, and I'm just like, that was too much, dude.
Nope,
you didn't need to do that.
She's drinking, he's drinking. And yeah, she pisses him off, because essentially what she's saying is, look, it's your experimentation on these people that has caused this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't leave well enough alone. It's time for us to cut our losses and leave. I'm tired of being basically held captive here at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm not going anywhere, you know. So, you know, let's just end it, you know.
Yeah.
And
which they should have.
And he doesn't want to, because he still thinks that there's more to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mad
scientist. Absolutely.
Cliche. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. Herbert West wants to know the secret to.
The secret to life
and death. Ha ha ha. So then he's walking outside, and he stops by Miguel, his faithful manservant, and he's like, please look after my wife. I have to go check on the patients, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, yes. He says, you know, Miguel will watch over her, you know. And
I know.
What's funny about that is that as soon as a zombie comes anywhere near, you know, the cottage, Miguel and his dog take the car keys and leave. Like, they're the smartest people. They really are the MVPs of this movie.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Miguel and Miguel's dog, they're like, nope, we're getting in a boat and getting out of here. You know, they know something's up.
Yeah. I don't understand, though, like, once shit starts going down,
uh-huh,
why people don't react more. Like, for instance, once they leave and this zombie comes in on her, we get that iconic scene, iconic kill. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, why did you not put up more of a fight? I was asking everyone that in this movie. And I mean, I could understand shock. You've never seen anything like this before. It's totally not norm. But still, I don't know. I figured somebody's fight or flight would kick in at some point.
You would think so, because these zombies pop up and they do these just horrendous things. They're not just like walking around like doo doo doo, you know, like they're eating people, they're shoving people. Yeah, exactly. The iconic scene, which we will talk about in a second. I mean, they're ferocious and vicious. So it stands to reason, regardless of if I was, quote, looking for my father on an island, I would be like, you know what? I don't think this is a good idea.
Maybe he's not here. I think he would be smart enough to get out.
Right. Even though he didn't. Yeah. So this movie and the movie Dr. Butcher MD, which is, yep, that's the movie, share a set, and they share the same Jeep.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. So yeah. So if you ever, and that's also on Tubi, folks. If you want to check that out, Dr. Butcher MD is also called, what's it called, honey? Zombie Holocaust,
Oh, I haven't seen that, but I've heard the title.
aka Dr. Butcher MD. Okay, thanks, baby.
Okay, cool.
Yes, so we cut to the boat where Susan, Brian, Peter, and Anna, is that her name?
Yeah, I think one of them's name is Anna,
I
yeah.
think that's her. That's Tisa. That's Tisa Farrow.
Ambles.
Annables.
And
Yeah. So they're all hanging out on the boat, and Susan decides to get into dental floss.
Oh my
This.
gosh, this is the scene. I'm just like, okay, she looks great.
Oh
I
no, she's gorgeous.
see
No, there
she's
is no
beautiful.
body shaming in this at
I
all.
enjoy looking at them too, but it
No.
was that moment where I'm just like, really, Fulci? Like, we could have moved
Yeah.
this on a little bit. And
Especially.
then I love that we get their shots of we get shots of them watching her change and put the tank on and buckle it between her crotch.
Buckle
I'm just
it
like,
between her crotch. That was the moment where I was like, oh, for God's sakes. Like,
just fall in the water already.
really? Like it was, because it made me uncomfortable. I was like, ow! You know, that just looks like that one false snap,
Click.
right?
Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
Thumbs
You know.
pinching.
No sex for you for a week, my God. So
No.
she fastens her scuba gear over her dental floss bikini bottom, because she's totally topless. Yeah, girl, go for it. Dives into the water in a pink bathing cap.
I know. I was like, and she's got really short hair too. I was like, girl, it's not going to take your hair that long to dry. Just
Like
get her wet.
I can kind of understand Olga Carlados doing this, because she's got this beautiful long blonde hair, you know, when
Right.
she's just, you know, drunk and running around the cabin. But she, you know, she I could totally understand this. Who is also frequently naked in this movie. But this was kind of like, really? So
Yeah.
she's swimming around, and we meet Marvin the shark.
Iconic.
He's just beautiful, and I feel bad for Marvin, because apparently Marvin was heavily sedated when they did this.
Oh, no,
Because the
yeah.
reason that the zombie is able to do the scene with Marvin the shark, the tiger shark, is because he was full of so many tranquilizers that the shark was like, didn't know where the fuck he was. And when you watch it, I mean, the shark just swims around with his mouth open, looking
He
confused.
does. He's high as hell,
His
just.
eyes are just glazed over. He's like, I don't know where I am, you
But I'm
know?
here.
But I'm here.
I
Okay, sure, you know. So
know they, and I wonder if Italy had any kind of. I know back then, not even in America, we didn't have like the rights for pets that we do now.
no, and in
But I don't
Italy,
think Italy
yeah.
did even
No,
then. Like.
because Italy, there's a couple of shark movies from that time period that are from Italy that are way abusive. Like, they
Okay.
killed actual sharks on camera. They
Oh,
did all
yeah.
kinds of stuff that was very, 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 very unorthodox and abusive.
Yeah.
So those are some shark movies I will not be watching. But
Right.
this one, yeah, no, he was
At least he was just high.
he was just high.
Silver lining.
Much like some of us on a Saturday night, he was
Yeah.
just stoned. So
Yeah.
stoned Marvin is swimming around. She gets out of, what's great is she puts her head up. She's like, there's a shark, there's a shark. So Brian grabs his gun, like you do, and starts firing at the shark. Not a good idea. And then she decides, I'm going back under. You know, that's fine. We're
I
fine.
know. So dumb.
The way people react to situations, you brought this up. I feel like Fulci movies take the cake when it comes to just asinine behavior and responses. I really
Yes.
do. I really do, because New York Ripper, this one, City of the Living Dead. Yeah, no.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, well, I mean, you kind of saw that a little bit with Romero, maybe not so much exploitative, mm-hmm. But like when you saw like in the Dead series, Night, the girl is just awful. The main girl in it, she cannot take care of herself. She's hysterical. Dawn, we get Francine and she's a little better.
Mm-hmm. And then Jay, we get.
Baby. What's her name?
Who's the scientist in Day of the
Sarah.
Dead?
Is it Sarah?
Sarah? The female doctor.
I think it's Sarah.
Is it Lori Cardell?
Yeah, yes. Lori Cardell.
But what's her name in the movie? Sarah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But once we get to her, she's right. telling Captain she's... Rhodes to fuck off.
Fuck off. She yeah. Not care.
So there's a progression. Where yeah. you know they kind of get better as they go along, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of those male directors back then just did not know how to accurately portray females, yeah. even in the horror genre.
I think that that's true. I really do think that that's true. A lot of that's kind of why I kind of dig a lot of Argento stuff, because I like the fact that Argento makes a lot of his killers women. You know,
yeah.
like mm-hmm. in that's fun. I love watching the sort of just crazy psychosis, and these women are not afraid to look ugly. These women are not right. afraid to just like let it go completely crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I dig that. I really dig that. And you don't see that sure. a lot in that time no. period. Like there's mm-hmm. a lot more damsels in distress than there are femme fatales. So
right. Very true. No. And I think the damsel is what sells too.
I know.
More so back then anyway.
So true. So true. So, yeah. So we've got a bunch of patients in this tent, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this, like, you know, sad fan moving and yeah. and like a couple of like mosquito nets, you know, and the doctor is basically just going from like bed to bed. And he's like saying, you know, OK, so you're going to turn and you're going to turn and you're going to turn. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just think that there would be a moment. Maybe he's sleep deprived. Like, I was thinking about this, too, because I'm like, OK, he's either sleep deprived. He's worried. Maybe some of them are his buddies. Why? I guess my whole thing is like, if these have turned and you know that they've turned and you had to shoot them, which mm-hmm. you did, then at what point would you just be like, we have to get off this island? Like, I got to get my wife and we have to leave.
Maybe unless... there's a part of him that's kind of hoping he can figure out a cure or figure out what's happening and why.
Okay.
So he yeah. can reverse it. But even then, like once you see things kind of start to spread at the rate it does, that's when mm-hmm. you got to kind of just put pride aside and ego and be like, all right, we need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
You have to leave. Exactly. So sexy Olga Carlottos takes a shower. Mm-hmm. So she's taking a shower. She puts on a flowery muumuu, which is very weird because she's a gorgeous woman. Like she's mm-hmm. an absolutely knockout gorgeous woman, and she puts on this like flowery, like just this like drape, you know.
She wants to be comfortable. She wants to be comfy.
She's walking around, and the zombie at this point has shown up. Miguel once again took the dog and the car keys. He's out. He's gone. He's not protecting her. There's a zombie tapping at the window, you know.
That's very creepy. Yeah,
just watching her, you know, and then somehow gets in the house.
They're smart zombies, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, not sure how that happened, but yeah, somehow did indeed get into the house. And then there's this mm-hmm. like zombie bedroom door tug of war.
In you know, silence, in, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nobody's making any noise. They're just both
she's
pushing.
She's not really screaming. She's just kind of, you know, she's just pulling the door, you know.
I know.
And like and the zombie's hand gets caught in the door and she's smashing the fingers and you're like, mm-hmm. okay, like this is what we're doing. But she did not anticipate the fact that there are slats on this door.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes to attack her, you know, Michael Myers style, just slashes yeah. the door right there. And she just didn't, you know, she didn't plan on it. And the zombie then, this is such an iconic scene. It's a great scene. It definitely illustrates the thing that Fulci is known for, which is ocular horror.
Ooh.
He's an eyeball guy.
He is.
Yeah. So the zombie bursts through the door and then grabs her head and impales her eye on this very sharp, spiky piece of wood. And it's perfect. It's a great scene.
It is. It's so good. And even the cuts, you know, we cut to her real face and we cut to a dummy head once it's actually going in. But I don't even care.
Nope.
It looks so fucking good. Then once it actually gets in her eye.
Oh, God. And it's stuck there.
And it's stuck there. She has an actual prosthetic on her face and she mm-hmm. falls back. And that's when the zombie kind of takes her over. But I just love how indie it is. But it works so good. And it's mm-hmm. stuff like that sticks around, and that's why we're still talking about it. We're still gushing about it, you know, in 2025.
Absolutely. I love it. Famous scene in this movie besides mm-hmm. Oh fuck, we forgot about the zombie fighting the shark.
That's okay.
Wait, hold on. Did I just delete zombie fighting a shark?
We talked about Marvin.
We talked about Marvin, but we didn't talk about the fact that Marvin. Oh, I'm so sad right now. Okay.
It's okay.
So, sexy scuba, back on the love boat, sexy scuba, Susan, is down there and she sees and gets accosted by an underwater zombie.
That's pretty cool, too.
It's wild, because he is swimming around, breathing underwater, like, this is not CGI, folks, like, you know, man. They probably had a tube going, whatever, it mm-hmm. looks really good.
Yeah.
And he's trying to touch her and trying to like grab her and stuff. And she's like, what the fuck? So she, you know, hightails it up to the surface. Meanwhile, our stoned Marvin, Marvin the Stone Shark, proceeds to just basically like have a wrestling match with the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a great scene that this was actually used in a commercial a while back, where it was a guy watching TV in like a dorm room and mm-hmm. there was a voiceover and it was like, see how the zombie cohabitates with the shark, and it's that scene from Zombie.
No way.
Yes, absolutely. That's cool. I'll have to look it up to find out exactly what the product was at the time, but yeah, that scene is iconic. It's absolutely mm-hmm. famous. And once again, like I said, the shark was so stoned that this zombie basically rides it. Like, I mean, like he's got his hands on the flippers and they're just floating mm-hmm. along.
just chilling. And I love too when she comes back up, she tells them there's a man down there.
Yes.
And they're like, what are you talking about?
God. Yeah. So then Olga Carlotta's dies because she gets it in the eye. And then we're back on the love boat again. Our ginger captain, Brian, he's got a horrible sunburn, by the way. Like,
no, it's really awful.
Oh my God. And he's trying to get, turns out the drive shaft is cracked because Marvin rammed the boat,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably trying to get away from the zombie. And we think so. So they start shooting off flares and at what is called Catfish Bay. That's where they are. They're at Catfish Bay. So they start shooting off flares. Meanwhile, the doctor's assistant sees it. And he's like, they are shooting off fireworks in Catfish Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's like, flares. What? Yeah. And it's like, and the doctor's like, oh, okay. So he knows, okay, someone's in danger. So mm-hmm. they go and get them. And meanwhile, the patients are getting really restless.
they're getting to that point. Yeah.
Yeah. They're turning. And the doctor basically goes and picks up the crew and says, yes, I did know your father.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I remember when your dad was dying, and mm-hmm. here's a flashback brought to you by the exposition fairy.
Yeah.
And, you know, they talk about the fact that, you know, he tell my daughter I love her, you know,
mm-hmm.
here's all a letter. Yeah.
The sob story stuff. But at this point, they do know now. Okay, we found the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Because Brian tells them there's a bunch of these islands out here that have never been chartered. They're not on a map. So this could take us forever, pretty mm-hmm. much. So they lucked out finding them as quick as they did.
Welcome to Matul.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome to Matul. My favorite is when the doctor's like, look, my wife is about 8 miles that way. Can you go check on her? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you better not be walking. because I ain't walking 8 miles for anybody. I don't care who your wife
Hell
is, right?
No. Right. But
then they get in the Jeep, and I'm like, all right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we might could have worked something out there.
Yeah, it was like 8 miles, Jesus.
So then, why does he keep sending everyone else to check
on
her?
Him, he gives zero fucks about her. He's None. Like, nope, somebody else gotta go check on my wife. Miguel, yep. The dog, you people who I've never met in my entire life.
Yeah, since you're going in that direction, just pop in and see if she's okay.
Can you go check on my lush of a wife who doesn't, you know, have clothes on? Sure, yeah. Why not? Okay, I love this. So they finally find this, of course, the gorgeous house at the end of the block, and mm-hmm. And then they decide they're going to perform a B&E, you know?
Yeah.
Walk right in. Just, okay, that's what we're doing.
Make yourself at home.
And they get in there and they see, this is so fabulous. They see the wife on the floor just being treated like she's a course at Golden Corral. There's at least 3 zombies eating her. And then there's 2 that are just kind of like, you know, free range. They're just, you know, they're kind of around, right?
They're smelling it. They haven't found it yet.
Exactly. They're devouring her. And that seems to be the moment where people actually start to react, you know? Because mm-hmm. even like Tisa's like, what the? Oh my God. You know, like she's horrified. They're like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Shit has hitteth the fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. and then so they run outside. There's this beautiful shot of these storm clouds gathering in the background. It's ominous. And it's very, I've noticed Fulci, especially with City of Living Dead, is I like City of Living Dead because I like the way it looks. Like, I don't necessarily like the plot of it because I can't follow it. And also characters do stupid things and all that. But I love the deserted, windy look of it. Like, it literally looks like how my town looks before a hurricane.
Okay.
Which is where the skies are getting darker. Mm-hmm. People are not on the streets. Everything's windy.
It's quiet.
Everything looks deserted. It's quiet. It smells a certain way. Yeah. And that's kind of how I feel about this movie and City of Living Dead. Is it has that feeling when they're outside and the clouds are, you know, dark and everything. And it's very windy. It just, he loves his wind.
Right. That's all you can hear. Yeah. The wind.
A lot of wind. And so let's see, and then we're just they get in the Jeep and they're driving and Brian just like mows down a zombie.
Yeah, he comes out of nowhere, just steps into the path, and then they're like, what was that?
It's so good because he just it's like and just gone, like he's just gone, and then proceeds to lose control of the car in such a manner that Peter breaks his ankle.
Yeah. So it's like, why were you going that fast on a gravel back road?
Oh my God.
I know you're in a Jeep, but come on.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
get over yourself. And 2, like, no, you should have more experience. And just once again, being in the moment and knowing how to react and not just like throw your hands up and say, I can't do it. It's like, that's what he did. He just took his hands off the wheels and said, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Let God take the, God, Jesus take the wheel. Yeah, you know, Jesus. Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Jesus did not give a fuck about that ankle, though. No, I'll tell you that.
Didn't care. Peter, that was it. And then, so now we actually do got to walk 8 miles.
Been pissed
because the damn Jeep is, and that's why I love this moment, because Susan reacts like she's done. This is her nervous breakdown. She's a woman on a verge. She's ready, right? And she just loses her shit. And they're like, okay, we need to take 5 because Peter's ankle's bad. Susan's losing her shit. Let's all
take a breather.
Yeah, let's cobble squat for a minute. Let's just chill, you know. And nothing cures a broken ankle like some island sex.
I know, right? Yeah. Yes. And it's got to be. I know they've been spending some time together, but I think at this point it's like, because she says, I don't want to die here. I think it's like end of the world. Let's get some nookie one last time.
Right.
And of course, they just so happen to take their break on a graveyard.
A graveyard.
Dead Spanish conquistadors.
Yes, absolutely.
Where so, yeah.
Are you going
that
to
gets
fuck?
Interrupted. Yeah. Exactly. It's perfect.
Coitus interruptus in extremis. Yeah.
extremis. Yeah.
They're about to get it on, and then all of a sudden this hand comes out and grabs his ankle. Is it
her hair,
and then pulls her back, and it's oh, it's on like Donkey Kong now, guys. You know, mm-hmm. now they're coming out of the graves. You know,
the dead are literally rising.
Yes, it's amazing. And then Peter attacks a zombie and smashes its head, and then there's a great shot where one of the zombies rises out of the grave, and then there's dirt that falls over the camera.
Love it. You know?
It's so good. And then there's a lot of zombie fighting.
this is the third act. Okay. You know, the end of the Walking Dead kind of episodes where the big horde comes and you got to figure out how to take them all down, and maybe somebody's going to die. Maybe two people will die. But yeah, mm-hmm. we've got a nice barn scene where they kind of bring them all in there and set it ablaze, and that one zombie's got his arm on fire.
Yeah.
He's just walking real slow with his arm on fire. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm here for
Amazing.
This. But yeah, there's a lot of chaos that mm-hmm. goes on.
Yeah, it does turn into this huge, huge thing, like where mm-hmm. there's, you know, fighting and they're, I don't think they've, at this point, I don't know if they've 100% figured out how to kill the zombies, because mm-hmm. it varies movie to movie, obviously.
Yeah.
But in this uh-huh. one, it is 100% that they have to shoot them in the head.
Right.
Or cause them some sort of brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
So as to incapacitate them to, you
right.
know. That setting them on fire is a good idea. You know?
So, that's a start. It might be a slow process to get them
yeah.
burnt, but
yeah. So they're all Susan ends up getting attacked and eaten. Mm-hmm. Then Brian is like, he kind of turns, like, for just a second, he turns into Patty from My Bloody Valentine, you know, where he's like, no, I'm not leaving her. And then yeah. like, but then like literally like a tiny bit later, he's just like, all right. You know, he's done, he just dips. He's like, oh, I'm done with this. So he leaves. He ends up getting killed later. I'm not sure. Do you remember how Brian gets killed?
Yeah, Susan bites him. Remember?
Oh, Susan turns. Okay. That's
yeah,
right.
That's kind of the karma, his karma. Mm-hmm. Like, he left her, but then, and they're, that's kind of like after they escape the barn and they're on their way out, for lack of better words.
Yes.
She cuts him off and bites him.
That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she cuts him off, she bites him, and then that's the end of our friendly neighborhood couple. And then it's just Peter and Anna on a yep. boat trying to get back to New York. And this is awesome.
It
as
really
far
is.
As an ending of a movie, I love this. I put this up here with the Dawn of the Dead remake ending.
Oh, hell
which
yeah.
I just mm-hmm. love. I for someone who's not that big a fan of zombies, I love the Dawn of the Dead remake. Because of the usage of music is such a huge thing for me. I love the characters. Oh. I thought it was relatable, but I do love the fact that everybody gets on a boat on an island, right? And they're just mm-hmm. like, woo! Mm-hmm. And then things start to just settle in that, oh, it doesn't matter where we go because
we're kind of fucked.
It's over. Like, yeah. life as we know it is done, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's this great moment in Zombie where they turn the radio on.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
And they hear, you know, zombie outbreak in New York City. Zombies are walking the streets. Zombies have taken over. We don't know who's going to be infected next, you know. And and then
they
like,
talked about nuking us. They're going to mm-hmm. drop the bombs kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to drop the bombs. And then there's this moment where the newscasters are like, they're coming in.
You know? Yeah, and it's and like kind of cuts off.
Yeah, that's it.
So good. And the score for this too, it plays over the end, like mm-hmm. once that cuts out and we get the the title cards coming up, but it's still that same shot of the zombies on the Brooklyn Bridge, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Just walking around, and you see the city being taken over. But the score plays when they're all rising too, and shit kind of starts hitting the fan on the island. I love it. And just with that radio broadcast, them realizing they're fucked, life is really over.
Yeah.
And having to come to terms with that, we can only, you know, we're left up to our own devices wondering what happened to them. How long did they make it, kind of thing.
Exactly. Like, just like that moment when the ship arrives, like when the boat arrives in Dawn of the Dead and they arrive in the island and they're like, and then you see this horde of zombies and the camera drops and then that stupid song by Disturbed starts playing and it's over, right?
Yeah.
So... yeah, you have that. And then this moment has the same, was like the zombies are just walking and that's it. Like New York is done. So you wonder, it's like, where did they go? You know? And so in terms of, because you are the zombie expert of the two of us. So in terms of Italian zombies versus American zombies versus anything else, what do you prefer? Like, what are your, you know, like, if you had to do your like top five zombie movies that were yours and that you truly enjoy, say somebody wanted to get into zombie movies, wasn't necessarily, you know, like familiar with them, what would you suggest? Yeah.
If I was going to suggest for people who don't necessarily know them, definitely the original Romero trilogy. I think that's my favorite zombie too, because it was really the first zombie that I was introduced to. It's the, and Romero created that blueprint for a lot of filmmakers, and I would definitely go with the slow zombie as far as that's concerned, and just shoot them in the head.
Okay,
they're slow, but also on the flip side, you think, well, that gives you time to think, and you can kind of envision your death and the 30 ways you can die. When they're fast, you don't have time to think. No, I would rather think always. So definitely those three. But if I'm picking one, start with Night always.
Okay,
Night of the Living Dead. War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Even though it's not necessarily zombies, it's no, let me take that off. So we'll do Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, because that's my favorite zombie movie of all time. The OG one with Ken Foree.
Okay.
I like the remake too. It's been years since I've seen it. And that's how Romero wanted Dawn to originally end, I believe, was them on the island or trying to get to the island, which is why that's how he ended Day. Because he wanted to bring that back somehow. But, oh gosh, this one for sure, because I would place this in my top 10.
Oh, yeah.
It's got rewatchability. I love it being, I like Fulci anyways. Even like you said, even though you might not necessarily like it as much as other movies of that kind of that caliber, you can appreciate how pretty it is. At least.
Yeah.
And as an art piece, you know. So I always respect him from that perspective. Now it's like I'm put on the spot and I'm blanking a little bit.
No, it's fine. I was curious, just as somebody who, like I said, I'm biased, right? Like I'm an Italian zombie person, and it's weird. City of the Living Dead, I almost look at those as like possessed people. I don't necessarily think of them as zombies, even though they technically are. Hey babe, in City of the Living Dead, are they zombies or are they just like possessed people?
They're zombies. They're just not flesh eating zombies.
They're just not flesh eating zombies. Yeah. They're just... fuck things up.
Yeah, look gross.
Yeah.
Bad Italian.
That's the whole thing though, is that I think Fulci's one of those directors where, like, if I haven't eaten dinner, like, I have to make sure, like, I'm going to eat and then I will watch it. But I will not, there's not me eating after watching a Fulci movie. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Also, Zombieland. That's another one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you seen those?
Yeah. Oh, from the first one. Yeah, I didn't know there were two, but yeah,
the second one's not as good, but it's still fun.
That's cool. Yeah, I haven't seen that. Okay, so You're fabulous and have several
Thank
podcasts
you.
that you are involved in, Missy. So why don't you take a moment here and brag about all the cool shit that you
Oh
do?
gosh. Well, yes, I'm part of two great shows. Give me back my action and horror movies with Charlie, Nate, and Pete. We love us some Pete. He's our favorite.
We
Hopefully the
love Pete.
fellows don't hear that. You heard nothing. But we just finished up month of action over there. We're kind of getting back into a routine. There are some changes happening that are very exciting. I'm kind of gonna tease that a little bit here first. But yeah, things are changing in a good way. No one's leaving kind of thing.
Oh, good.
But it's gonna be a different setup. So we're excited to kind of debut that after spooky season.
Yep.
So, well,
Very exciting.
I'm getting excited for October and September, like all
Yay.
the horror movies and stuff like that we're going to get to cover. And then over on the Baron's Hideout, my other show with the Dustins, they're both named Dustin.
That's so cool.
we're doing a Hell House. Have you seen those?
Okay, you talking about Hell House LLC? Okay, I just for the first time saw the first one like maybe three weeks ago. 3 weeks ago and loved it. Haven't gone any further with it at all. So, but want to. Loved it. Absolutely
Do yeah,
loved it. Yeah.
definitely do.
Okay.
A lot of people kind of shit on the third one. I love them all. I mean,
Okay.
there's a little found footage is hard to nail for everyone, but for me, and especially with the lore and the story that's going along with it, I don't care. I think it's great. And the
Yeah.
fifth one's coming out, so we're kind of gonna do a retrospective of that whole franchise, and then
Wow.
end it with the new one and the final one that's coming out
Okay.
at the end of September, I think.
That's
Or
awesome.
well, no, it comes out in August, but we're gonna review it at the end of September. So yeah.
That sounds pretty badass.
Exciting things. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen or watch, we are there. And on Instagram.
And on Instagram, yes. And if you want to follow Manic Movie Monday or buy us a coffee, because that's how we keep the lights on, go to buymeacoffee.com, search Manic Movie Monday Girls or Manic Movie Monday, and you will find us. And if you buy five coffees, we'll do a movie of your choice, except for, of course, the top five movies that we always talk about that we don't do. But anything else, we're definitely open to it. So buy five coffees, help us keep the lights on. Hillary will be back in a few weeks. She's on sabbatical in Iceland. And
Yay.
as per usual, keep it here till next Monday and stay manic. Oh, crap. I don't know.